didn't know it was gonna, I thought it was gonna be a person that was gonna write down things.
Oh, that's quite all right. Do you want to maybe just move over to that? That might be a little bit easier anyway, you know. Or you can just make yourself comfortable anyway.
No, I don't know. I'm conscious of making mistake errors.
Well, that's quite all right. You don't have to worry about it. See, you're doing just a fine job anyway. But that's this fuzzy right there. Anyway, before we start talking about your adult life, would you just tell us what it was like growing up in that part of the county around Pasushi Island?
Well, no, I didn't grow up around Pasushi Island. See, we're off to a wrong start now.
Oh.
I grew up. Is this on?
Or it's running, but I wasn't going to make any big fuss about it.
Doing so, it's, I don't, maybe I better not go through this thing.
Well, see, all you have to do is just talk. That's just about all we want to know.
But I see you got the wrong information about me. I went to Pasushi Island to get the peaches, but we were 10 miles from Pasushi Island, or 8 maybe. We had to drive a team. But you, I want you to start where I was born and raised.
Oh, yes. Well, we can just start there. That's no problem.
Okay. Well, I was born down in the Proving Ground area on the Little Neck Farm. It was at Michaelsville was our address. It was a farmland. It's on, under the Proving Ground now. It was a farm that my father, we didn't own it, but we rented it. And I was born there, February the 7th, 1907. What next?
Or what were your parents like when you were growing up there?
Well, my parents, my father was a farmer. We lived on that farm for about, I didn't remember because I was about 2 years old when we moved up to another farm nearby, up on Bush River. And it was the Tilbury farm. And we rented it. And my father farmed there. And my baby brother was just a year old, I think, when we moved there.
Mm-hmm.
And we stayed there for quite a long time. And I have very pleasant memories, and I have some sad memories. Because my mother died when I was 8 years old on that farm. And then we had housekeepers and different ones in the family. It was a large farm that we lived on, and therefore we did have a lot of help. We had a lot of colored help, we call it in those days. We had tenant houses, and we had 500-acre farm, raised wheat and corn, hogs, and had cows, horses. Well, everything on the farm, and it was a lot of work, a lot of covert people to help us, or farm help wasn't necessarily covered. I don't mean that. And it was a very lovely place, though, because it was on the river, and we loved the river.
Mm.
We could go swimming wherever we wanted to, or we always had to have somebody with us. We didn't go on our own. Then we already got old enough to go to school, and my folks had to take us, the horse and the wagon, horse and carriage, rather. We had a buggy. Then when we were old enough to drive, I guess about 9 or 10, we drove our, my brother and I had one brother, 17 months younger than I am, but he has passed away now. And we drove to Perryman. Perryman was 3 miles from our home, from Tilbury Farm. And we were able to drive. We took turns, and then we went to school at Perryman. So I don't know what else, am I doing all Oh,
yeah, that's
that's what you want me to do.
Yes, that's perfectly fine.
Well, then, might be better something the guy here. You say that what you don't want, don't you?
Oh, no.
That's just all, you don't put all this in, what I'm saying. I could have had some of that. I didn't know how you were going to do this. I could have had some of this ready.
Well, that's quite all right. It's more...
I could have written it down.
Well, see, we just like to hang out. You just tell us about what it was like growing up. We don't need, like, any formal write-up or anything.
Well, my father farmed. I went to school in Perryman. And in quick 1918, when World War I broke out, in the meantime, they had bought land here in Aberdeen, or in this area, in this part of the country, for a proving ground. And I remember them discussing it, because the people in the area that I lived below us had to move out and get other places to live. And all my family, my relatives, lived in this area down below Perryman, around Perryman, Michaelsville, Fisher Burnett. That was all included in the proving ground. And fortunately, our farm was not taken. We were right on the line. And we did not have to go in 1917-18 when they bought the land. And all my relatives did, because they saved all my family, my father's people, my mother's people, had lived there for generations. We stayed at Chilbury, and we went to school at Perryman. And then the proving ground came, and my father stayed on the farm as long as he could, so they would buy the help, the hiring help, rush to the proving ground to get jobs because it paid more money. In the meantime, my mother passed away in 1915 when I was just 8 years old. So we had to sort of fend with ourselves and with hired help. And I was 3 years that my father married, he married again. Then when it was time to go to high school, I came to Aberdeen. We got on the train at Bush River and rode the train from a 15-minute ride from Bush River to Aberdeen. And that's where I started high school. However, my father had to give the farm up. We left the farm and came to Aberdeen to live. And he went into the slaughter business. He had a meat market. Started a meat market with another man that was already in the business, Mr. Arthur. And Mr. Travers joined them. And they had a partnership for a while. We lived up on the Shackle Road. I had to walk to school to Aberdeen, which is about a mile, and we moved. And I graduated from Aberdeen High School in 1925. And my brother was just, as I said, 17 months younger. We went to school together. He did not finish high school, however. I did finish high school. From then, I went on to Maryland State Normal School, it was called then. It was a two-year college. I was going to train for a teacher. I thought I wanted to teach school. I have my 56th picture here when I was, oh, I was after retired, but I attended that 55th anniversary of a graduating class. That was in 1982. And now it's 1986. So I will be 80 years old my next birthday. So that picture's my very hot looking.
Well, that's
well, After I graduated from high school, I taught in Heaven's Grace, Maryland. Miss Christina O'Knight was the superintendent at that time. Did you ever hear of him?
Oh, yes. Our school is named after him.
Yes. Or you go down. Well, he was my first superintendent. He hired me. And I was thrilled because Harry Grace was the largest school in the county. And I was very proud to be selected or to be able to qualify for the school of Harry Grace. I had first grade, and there were three first grades, and I was one of the teachers. Mr. Davis, Walter Davis, was my principal at that time. And then I taught for 10 years in Harvard grade. In the meantime, I met my husband, Mark Cole, and I met him through my school work. He met with the school for the location division of Paul Collier Publishing Company. So he had Harry Grace High School as one of his places to come every year to sell magazines. The school sold the magazines to children. He directed all the operations that went along with it. Oh my, here I am. I married in 1933. I remember August 1933. To Mark Cole. And then I kept on. Maybe you'll have to cut me off because I'm gonna. Well, I'm teaching school at Harvard Grade. I got married in 1933, and I taught. I guess I was married in 33. I stayed till 30. Summer, that June, but Mark was born in June. No, Mark was born in December. So I worked that night, so I could stop in June, and then I didn't come back that fall. And my oldest daughter was born December the 22nd, 1937, in Marsha. And very typical, because she was a Christmas baby. And then 2 years later, on January the 12th, 1940, two came along. That's how it was. So I only have two daughters, two children. And then I stopped teaching, of course, and raised my family. And it was quite a pleasure. We had a good time. My husband doing very well, and he bought a home here in Aberdeen, and I would not go back to work for 10 years. They kept asking me to come back to substitute. Well, I didn't want to, I didn't have to at that time, and I said, no, I'm going to stay with my answer. So finally, in 1947, January, I accepted a position at Hall's Cross Road to fill out the rest of the year. This was a stay at home then. Teachers were going and coming. Army people would move in the next day. 6 days they'd stay in, 2 months or 6 months, and they were gone. So I stayed with him for 50. Oh no, then I changed schools in 55. I went to Aberdeen Elementary. 50. I cut that off for now. It was 10 years at Aberdeen Elementary. And then I wanted to go to the new school in Bakersfield. It's got a new school. So I was transferred to Bakersfield in 1963. And it was very nice to be in a new school. I had never been in a new school before. So I went to Bakersfield on a state. I retired in 1973 in Bakersfield. So then I have enjoyed my retirement. I had a lovely party for me. And I've taken advantage of a lot of the social affairs and different clubs and organizations that I belong to. All the stuff up with my teachers. Retired Teachers Association, of course. And then I belong to the Historical Society of Harper County, the Genealogy Club, the Bird Club, Democratic Club, Aberdeen Second District Club, because we work with the Harper Democratic Club. The high school, high school alumni association. I belong to Grove Church, and I worked there as a teacher for a number of years. I attend regularly. I'm the CEO at the Education Philosophical Board that I belong to. You vote to the CEO. And I like to work at home on my flower beds and flower gardens. I love to keep up with that kind of work. And I do some homework. I made my youngsters each one ask them like this. And each one of them is called 16. And gone to hospital drill, work with the gift up for my I just stopped that, worked there 13 years. I love to travel. I've done a lot of traveling. I've been to New York 4 times. My son and daughter stationed there from 1966 to 68. 69, you know, 3 years they were there. And I went over in the summertime. Summer vacation. So we're off to Europe on it, and then we traveled. That was very nice. And I've been back to the family, been to Mexico, been to Hawaii. I've had nice traveling skills, all through the states and different places. And we've always been busy with my family. My two brothers are both married. One lives here in Aberdeen now. And Martha, married Charlie Chilton, and today we live in Audubon, Pennsylvania. And we all sit together, we're back and forth, and we have all kinds of celebrations, birthday parties, and we sit together. And I still keep up with my activities as best I can. Some days I don't feel thin, but this is not a way I think move. Arthur taught the prison one of the eye that couldn't read or write. We had 18-year-old soldiers down there, and old that couldn't read or write. And I did that for 2 years at night. 2 nights a week I taught at that in the prison room. I had a three, particularly. And that was most interesting. And then you got to ask me some things. I didn't want to tell you about this thing here, but it's a bit historical thing. At old Baltimore, when they attended this commemoration, when they put the sign up at old Baltimore, down in the Greenbrier area. And I had read it. It was far out. We all lived there, all my family. We had been in the Greenbrier area. So then they donated or had the historical society put that monument up. Did you ever hear anything about that?
I might have. I'm not familiar with that area.
Anyway, that was a monument put up for recognizing where Harvard County was, this part of Lane was first. Well, it was part of old Baltimore. That's what Baltimore was really. They first claimed it. To fill it down a place called Old Baltimore. It's in the Proving Ground area. That is of interest. That's the sign. They didn't decide to do it. They went on down the base with it. This is the top of the bath towards the altar they did to it. And then they chose Baltimore, which is where it is today. But that's nice to know. I was there. Originally, if any of you remember, when I was a child, I was doing the subject of here on this awful Bolton. That we used to go over to Fruity Island. Do you know what the Fruity Island is?
I'm familiar.
It's off of the Proving Ground. Well, we had this, all our pieces that we really came. And you lived on a farm, you just provide your own food. You came in and you put this away and put this up. We always did our own pieces and did our own tomatoes. And order that our pieces, we had to take a team. We just had one board of one of these stations. It was just like a delivery wagon. Four wheels, and it was horse on horse. And we would go over to the island with our pieces over the family farm. But Mr. Wheeler, that's his name, had the pieces. And we went every summer, about this time, get pigeons. And I remember that, I was just seven years old, something like that. And it was a big deal. And we were allowed to go, my brother and I. And we loaded up the pieces and went home. And also at that time, I remember hog killing time. We used to kill our own hogs. I'm going back now, you can put that up for that. Put the hogs on the and hang them up all down it. And then we had a big farm, we had the beef 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 there. I thought I'm going to play the beef beef. But that was a little bit experience. Hogs killing and then the harness maker came. And then the harness, he stayed a week in our house. We had all these horses like that. All these hogs, and we had to mend it. And lots of things when he was old, his tools, and the thing he sat on, and the thing that he stayed a week, and he stayed a week every year, mending harness. Hogs going fine, and the thrash was fine, the thrash a week. Old fashioned, Mr. Isaac Lee. He was at the time, and he had an experience. And he didn't want it, but he had to take what happened. It comes, and throughout the week, then they had to take it by what we call a big wagon, and two more horses, and took it down to the river, and sooner, from Madison, came in the river, and on our farm, ate that on the east. On the waterfront. The sooner coming and stop out there, and they start the team out to leave the star that came in, and they put the guy to beat. And that team. Then they go to the boat and had a big hole, with the real part of the boat, and dump the wheat and put it on it. That guy delivered it from the farm to the city, where they put the elevator team.
stores or whatever they did with it. Finally, it made him the job. But then that's how he had this bed to the city. It's by boots. They were sent up a plane. Or like today, it would be a big truck would come, pick it up, and stop him. And we went up to him back to the canyon when I was a child. They were filling the corn, we raised corn for the canning basket. I'm sure I'm going back now. We raised corn to Ethel Mitchell, people who have it today, with the old folks at home. But there's some there, grandson there, and Mr. Ethel Mitchell, and he's very well, Mr. Father Mitchell. Remember him very, very well, back at the time. And I think they lived to be quite over.
In the area around Michaelsville, that lay between the Abbey and Cooling Ground, what was the life like then? Like the families you knew?
Oh, I knew all the families. I was the most honor of others. The man that brought the Cooling Ground here was my father's cousin, Ed Stockham. He was responsible for the Cooling Ground coming here. He had a friend that lived in where is it in place? He sent it up with the original Cooling Ground. And Cousin Ed knew somebody and was Jewish. And Jim said, I'll get to some property. So he was the one that really brought the Cooling Ground here. My little village was just a small village. That was where I first went to Sunday school when I was about 5 years old. One little village. And there was a blacksmith shop and a store, and the post office was in the store. But that was our address. Now I lived just actually a little bit. I was born on the little bit farm, and my birthday was our address. It's a small country village, one telephone. I was born in 1907. We had one telephone, Dr. Shire. Had to get on horseback, come from Carrollman, down to Michaelsville. Really. And it was a snowy night and a cold, bitter night, winter night that we were in. My father had to ride horseback over to the village of Michaelsville where the phone was, called Dr. Shire. He came and brought cut his ears and took all these fine days by getting his ears crossed when I was born. So he was quite an old man, but so he lived in Carrollman. So finally, when we moved to Bush River, then our address was Carrollman. But our mail was brought down by the post of and good working buddies. Our mailbox was in the lane. My lane was a mile long, and my mother was a great lover of horses. And she walked the guy here fast, and sometimes she took one of us out with her on that horse to go get the mail at the end of the lane, because our lane was a mile long. And the first of enough road to enter our farm, which was Stillbury. Our farm was named Stillbury, that's C-H-I-L-B-U-R-Y. It's still there. The Dance Electric people own that property now. We never owned it. We rented it. And second thing what I've been doing lately.
Oh no, I just have a few other questions. About the schooling, you said you were a teacher. What were some of the materials you used, like the textbooks, the teaching methods you used when you first started out?
Oh, we had enough supplies when I first started out. It wasn't too bad. We had enough. We used the old,
Jacket,
Oh, I just have to tell you this, because I have to get all this stuff. I can go look some of this up, see.
Well,
that's what I'd like to do.
Well, that's quite all right. We just want to maybe hear about some of your experience as a teacher.
Well, I had some, I think there are many people. I should, but that's very important. The old book I used wasn't, it was a new book, of course, to me. And because they were using such old books when I went to school. But we had, I was well supplied with good material. I didn't, wasn't overly supplied. But we had a good series of books by Scott Fordman. Scott Fordman was a publisher. And I'm trying to remember the name of the series. But that jacket, it was not that. Dick and James. Dick and Jane time, I came along. Mm-hmm. But I caught on the old boy at the beginning, and I stopped to see for so long. And when I went back, it was gone even better. They had more types of, more publishing companies, more things to do with, dicto machines to go make copies, and we had all kinds of old tapes. What do you call them? To show pictures of the old tapes.
Projectors,
all kinds of projectors, and it's very different from when I taught my first 10 years. Yeah, I taught 10 years and I stopped for 10 years. Then I went back in 1942 and taught for 73. I retired when I was 73. I mean, 1973, and I was 66 years old when I retired. So I saw quite a change. Between 1927 and 1973. But I was out 10 years in the time. Altogether, I taught 36 and a half years altogether.
Mm-hmm.
I had 10 years of faith. From 1937 to 47. I stayed home with my children. 10 years I was out, then I went back. In 47, I went back in the midterm and taught then for 1973, I retired. Had a lovely party for me. GCA had a party, because I was very active in GCA. Loved the GCA, I loved my parents, I loved my children. I was very close to all of them. Contact with them. And I said, oh, that's good. PCA, and I still often go back once in a while. Something's going on over here at our school over to Bakerfield, where I ended up at Bakerfield. I often go over to something that's going on. I started teaching in Harvey Grade, and I stopped for 10 years. And I started back with the whole 12th grade. I taught there 5 and a half years, and I was like, at the elementary and stopped out of the elementary and went to brand new school. So that was nice. And since then, I have been traveling. I've been taking care of my house and my garden. I still work in my flowers as much as I can. This kind of weather, I'm not doing much of anything. They're dying. I had beautiful flowers out in the yard, but the weather's been so bad.
Mm-hmm.
And I see a lot of them doing a lot of activities with my family. We just keep doing things together. You just see my daughter just came in and brought me some things, vegetables. She has a garden. And I like traveling. I'm enjoying my traveling very much. You know, if more, I can answer the questions then I can keep on. Tell me what else you want me to know. Did I answer all that you asked me?
Oh, yes. So can you maybe tell us some more changes you see in the school system, like
we didn't have drug problems in my day, never heard tell of anything. Once in a while, I'd be a bad youngster. I remember when I was going to school, then when I was a child going to Bowdoin, I started a little school, I forgot to tell you in the first part. Down in the proving ground, it's down right? It was called Bowdoin School. I think it was B-O-U-D-O-U-D-O-W-D-I-N, Bowdoin, something like that. Miss Annie Morgan, now this will be good history, because she'd be over 150 if she's in. Miss Annie Morgan was my first grade teacher. I didn't go there very long, but I started there. It's down close to the farm I lived on at Silver. We drove down there, and then just later, after I left the Bowdoin, I went to Perryman, and that was a student school, so I'm going back, and you have to... Bowdoin was a one-room school, and Perryman was a student school, and then that first grade, we drove ourselves, my brother and I was on the driver. I was driving at the, I guess I was 9, 10 years old, we drove north like 3 miles, and we parked at the Mitchell barn, and went down inside to your point. But oh my goodness, one room school, and it was just about 18 or 20 kids, all in one school. I didn't stay there very long. I just there from February to June, but then the next year I went to Perryman, and we didn't have the drug problem. Children obeyed the teachers, and there weren't any too much. So, once in a while there'd be a little bit, but not enough to worry about. When I stopped, it was beginning to show up in high school, mostly discipline problems and just going on the whatever they're doing, dope or. And we had respect. We didn't have any. We had control of them. But we said they did. You sit down, you get up, you. Just maybe the much of a dictator when I was going along. You just took care of. You were the boss. And that was it. I said, well, I told him the same. I said, the first day I remember when I went back, I just sat down with him. I said, I'm here to help you. And I'm going to, but I said, you're going to do what I'm going to say to you. And I said, right, that's just what I went to. It's just that simple, I remember saying those words, and I thought I was very important. But now, I just wouldn't expect to go into a class. Well, I go back to visit. Now, Lord, and I don't say that, but the high school bus, I just did not go to. I had no idea. I wouldn't know where to start with. And even when my children were born, I knew that it wasn't like it is today. And in that world, we had the two schools, no day was in the fact that their own school, now they're integrated. It's that I recall, 1954, from the integrated, 1953. I taught most of the children when they were integrated. So I say I taught in 1973. I retired in June 1973.
Ed Stockham, you've heard of Stockham.
Mm-hmm. And it has Red Tilbury Farm. I'm sure it was C-C-B-U-R-Y, but I think it's spelled both ways. Tilbury and Tilbury. What else is
this? When you were growing up in that area, I guess Michaelsville and Tilbury, what was some of, like, since that is now, most of it's part of Avenue Cruising Ground?
Yes, most of it. Tilbury Farm is. And for the gas and former gas and electric over there. Mm. They own it. We didn't own that farm. My father rented it.
Do you remember anything like the different work, the way of life, or the folklore, the different things they had then, arts and crafts?
Well, they had the church was our social. Church and the school had a festival once in a while. When I was a child, that was going back 70 years ago. And we had, in those days, they had for the young folks, I used to belong to a homemakers club. But they had one for high school. What were they called? The man up here is the fellow in there.
This is
the Ben. Who? This is the Ben. Ben. Extension office. We had that when I was coming up. We had clubs for the girls that raised chickens on the farm. And the boys had a little garden, boys and girls could have a garden, and raise chickens. So if you lived on a farm, you sort of followed the farm life. The children had they had a name for a club. But
you know, it's
4-H Club. Well, yeah, 4-H Club. Yeah, I belong to 4-H Club. They had that, there's actually in my day. Just beginning, I imagine.
Yes.
They were just beginning. I remember Miss Bittinger was our demonstrator, and she came around. We had little sewing clubs, and also we raised some chickens and took it to the fair. We had the county fair to go to. I loved that. Oh, it was part of that. Then the schools had field days where we participated in games, competitions. Now they don't have any more, not countywide. We looked for them, and we practiced all year. Having a great against Aberdeen against the Bel Air. Then the Irwin had the 5 high schools. It wasn't called up the Hart, North Harvard Bank, it was called Kyle Building. There was a school, Hiram School, Bel Air, Harvey Grace, Aberdeen, then Harvey's done his job, and that was unheard of. I think it was just the 5 schools, high schools. There's more, we had a lot of women in schools when I started.
How many years
were you required? 11
high school.
11 years
for
each school. 4 years. Yes, I started in one of them schools. Mm-hmm. I started at Toby. I think he has that down. One of them schools down here in the below Perryman, down in the country. Between Perryman and Michaelsville and Butcher the Neck. That's the area I came from. Butcher the Neck to Michaelsville, and that's all the food there. Mm-hmm. And family after family lived there. And they intermarried. Mm-hmm. They intermarried. Cousins, third cousins in the English. Well, that was it. They didn't. Then we got to Balmer was our big town to go to do big shopping, anything like
that.
We went to the tank. Down the river, down the train. Yeah, when I was, I was 6 years old, or maybe it's not quite 6, and my father got him the first automobile. And that was quite an experience, I'm telling you. Well, my mother learned to drive the car, and we put on road and tap, because it wasn't trained in with bread. Had curtains in the wintertime, you had to button those curtains on. And you don't remember that.
Yeah. What kind of car was it?
Yes. It's the isolated from the island. It's the salesman. And it's a lead yes for a long time. And it stayed at Perryman. And then it's moved 4 hours by that. And now it's on Route 25, going down towards the Hayford. Bluefield, a town. And when I first saw two pieces, like the first thing I bought, we got rid of 1927. I said, speaking of the Milton, I gave him my job. And I went up to see him and signed the papers and came back to Mr. Rose here in Aberdeen with the agent then and bought myself a Chevrolet. It made $195 a month. That would be interesting. $95 a month when I started teaching school. And now they make that my day. That's a time change, isn't it?
Yeah.
And about the drug business, well, that was unheard of. Oh, I wouldn't say that unheard of. Probably there's one or two maybe in the county or somebody would get into something like that. No, go ahead. This ought to be formed into a, it's been jumpy, very
well,
jumpy. You'll jump it, you'll round it out. That's your job.
Yeah, it's unfortunate.
Yeah.
But overall, I guess it would be almost 8 years of you lived here. What different changes have you seen, like in the schools, or transportation, or communication, different changes like that?
Some things are better, and some things are worse. You could depend upon things, and an artist. Especially how your parents would look for them. As your child, you could depend upon the older ones, take care of it. But now, it's everything so different. If they do have all these minds, and then you never thought about sitting in an air conditioned room. We had hot days. That was just for you, sir. We didn't have air conditioning. We didn't have a walk. We walked on horseback to get the mail on the farm.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we have it brought right to your door.
Mm-hmm.
Or if it's in the town. And, well, we did have it. We had to get the mailbox, but it was under the lane. Telephones, of course, we did have a telephone. I don't, we always had a telephone. And, I can say we didn't use our car. We kept our car just for the churches. And we still had a horse and buggy we used every day. And the turn back and forth to the store. And we didn't have television, we didn't have radio. It wasn't long ago. The first radio I listened to was when I was about 13 or 14. I've had earphones,
yeah.
And of course television, that's modern, that's very modern to me.
If you didn't have those things, you'd be together around the piano.
Oh yeah, we got gathered in the home, had festivals and lawn parties, and home parties, and candy points. That candy, you remember that? You give me that? And we played games, we had parties. We had a lot of home parties. We played cards. My folks played the gun card game. And then when I came along, when I was in my teens, I played bridge and 500. I learned to play cards. Not when I was a young one child. We played a lot of games, though. We played the, what did they play? Hachizi and, I still play that, I guess. And then some of those had Ouija boards. I remember those. We had Ouija boards. Had checkers. My brother was quite a checker player. He could play checkers. I never cared for checkers much. I played with my grandson. That's one game that kept up through the years. Checkers. But then he's 16 now, but when he was 10, 12. Well, he loved to play checkers, and I used to play checkers with him. Yep, this is what they do when I was a child, but younger folks, like his age, he's coming out of high school.
I'll be coming out next year, next year.
We gather around the piano, and I used to love to go out and listen to the string, and everybody, drag it around the piano so I could play. I always had something I could play. Mm. I had very popular songs. World War One, I remember my cousin was the way for a year then and pretty then and there's some station around. Because the pretty man didn't pass downtown and didn't come in at one time. Different parts were taken a little later on. There were boys camped over like an old Baltimore, and then they'd come up to Chelsea, a nice cousin's there, and get together and they'd play them. I remember going down there and listening. They were older than my cousins that lived at Chelsea, and that was a farm that was in a prison area. That was like a cutting factory was on there. That was a big industry here, cutting. Cutting has always been an industry since I was a child. Corn and tomatoes. A lot of people made nickels and the Michaels and the Stockings. That's where they made their money. And they were the money people here at one time. Mm-hmm. And they made it through the canning factory. My cousin had a canning factory, Chelsea, old Chelsea. That's a good old name to know. Chelsea Farm. Down in the Spring Down area. Old Baltimore's where we used to go on picnics. That's down the Spring Down. Always, every church and every summer, a lot of picnics. Sometimes we don't stay all day. Some of the picnics, the churches have
them. The churches were down there in the
farm? Around Perryman, and Michaelsville had church, the Methodist church was there. And Bristol and Neck had, I don't think they had a school, Mom, I don't know about my time. They had a school, one room school at Bristol and Neck, Bowdoin, Michaelsville. Then Perryman had a two-room school. I went to Bowdoin 1 year, every year, when I went off to Perryman. We were halfway between Perryman and Bowdoin.
Was it closer to the water?
No, Bowdoin wasn't close to the water. Bowdoin was over near, it was St. Michaelsville and on the water. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't far from the water. It wasn't on the wood. But old Barman was right on the farm, old Barman. Well, Barman was supposed to have been planted, but they didn't stay there. They moved on down to the beginning of the, because the top of the road can be a bay. But it was made a better port, I guess. But for some reason, I've forgotten there why they didn't use this area. It could have been, I guess, it could all have been Barman there if they set up.
Mm-hmm.
I would have been part of Barman there. If they stumbled it all about, I imagine, but that's what, it's on the river, it's on this river where they put that old Baltimore.
Mm.
So I've seen a lot of changes. And I can't realize that I've lived these many years. It's time has gone so fast.
Mm-hmm.
It's really gone fast since I retired. I've been retired now 13 years. And I've left it. I've been pretty good health. And I've never remembered being this hot, because I feel it more.
Mm-hmm. Well, I didn't know, I heard so many people say it could have been, and the weather forecasters too, but in the wintertime, what did you do?
Wintertime when I stayed in, we went to,
stayed on the bay, we looked for
them. On the river, on the Bush River, at ponds, and at my lip on the country. We had a nice pond here in Aberdeen, up at the Parish's Pond. And then I would see I would have low ground, you can see that, and we did it on the Harvey Grace, the kids,
mm-hmm.
They used to cross over there, they said the very good,
what's the W is today?
That's what they, but I don't remember that, and that was my father's time, but I don't, he told me about that.
Mm-hmm.
In his time, he had seen it go across the river, but now I never, in my time,
mm-hmm.
I was born 1970, that may have, when I was early, to 8, 9, I don't remember that young. I don't remember much till I was about 1907. I don't remember much until about maybe I was 4 or 5. I remember when it's been.
Did you
still
have Christmas
the way
they do now, or did you?
Well, of course, no, we didn't have the money.
Yeah.
Not my family didn't. No, we didn't go. We celebrated and we had a good time. We met together, and it seems like the family got together more.
Because mm-hmm.
I didn't want to, as I got older, because I've traveled a lot, and I've seen a lot of changes. And I first remember we didn't get the toys, but we were never what you call poor horses on the farm. We had everything to eat, to want, and big rooms and a big house. We had we always ate with toys. I never remember had the but we're in the kitchen, but in the living room we had a poster, the dining room had a poster, and the pipe went up and the room of Buddy was heated. Mm-hmm. We used to get over there to the dress side. Upstairs, get out of bed with that ice cold and get in that little, just over the hole back there, big in that pipe. I remember that. And snow, they didn't have the snow shovel that we have now. I remember up the porch, you know, we had big porch around the house, and that would be up there where we'd stay after all winter things like. We had snow all winter long. Mm-hmm. But now it's gone. If you do have snow, it's going to come along and it's a little under or around or something. I don't think you have to have your snow, because I get probably take care of it quicker too than I used to. Mm-hmm. Yes, we always had a nice Christmas. We didn't overdo it like kids today. I can look at my grandchildren under their tree. Oh, it looks like a department store. Mm-hmm. It's just dumped everything there. Piles. Well, if we got two or three things, we were doing fine. But my children now, if they came along, I thought they got plenty. Mm-hmm. But in my time, we would have had just a few things. But we were sitting there.
Was it
still
your first
one? Oh, I always went to church all my life. My folks were very faithful and people.
It's Christmas that they say.
I had a program, yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. We were off in school, and we used to have a lot of programs. Now the day in church, we used to have Children's Day and a Christmas program. I didn't do that much anymore. The school, and it's cool about it. We always did a lot of that in school. Always had nice, and sometimes we made money at school. We had a money-making college. We didn't have a fundraiser. But now, I don't do that. And it's good for the children because it was good for them to express themselves in a play or a poem or what do.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to love to put on, when I first started teaching, we did. But when I stopped, it was very seldom that we had to have a school program. Had no day outside, especially like that. But to have an indoor program where you have a little skit or a little play or somebody get up and recite a poem. And even classes, sports has kind of lost that for a while. I always stuck with it because I like horses. Mm-hmm. And I go like horses. I like my horses and I read a lot of horses. Do you like horses?
Yes, I have friends that do a lot of writing. Habit or fair and Mrs. Williamson, I'm not just familiar with that.
Yeah. We used to teach horses and when I first started, I always had a poem at least for a month that they had been in a lion. I can't think of the other one. Everybody knows him. Well, and another one.
Older than the
home? Home, yeah, another one. More common than that. Mm-hmm. I like to go up my swing, like my swings are high.
Yeah, Stevenson.
Robert Louis Stevenson. I love this poem. Mm-hmm. That was in my era.
Mm-hmm.
I love the teach courses. They called me back the last year, a couple years ago, one of the girls from over here. Get rid of this stuff, I don't know. We have a job. House cleaning, all the pictures and all the books. And then I belong to the organizations, like the historical and the bird club. You belong to the bird club, don't you?
No, I have never seen
that. Oh, you'd like that.
Sure,
and then, genocide club and the. Yeah, I love the genealogy. I'm not going to be able to do what I want to do, though. It's such a lot of looking and doing. Go up to the ballet at the courthouse and go to these records. I have to
have a good time up there because your family's all here.
I know.
And
I know that.
You're all here.
But holding those books and getting them down, I have some. I have my cards made. I have back my grandparents. Their names back to the fourth generation, I guess, maybe fifth. Lizzie boys helped me a lot. John Lizzie.
Mm-hmm.
He had the opportunity to genealogy. And I like it.
So he had built a whole separate room on his house for his genealogy.
What's that?
He has a whole separate room built on to his house for his genealogy.
Oh, I guess he does. I guess he does. He's crazy about it. He tells me of what I have.
That is so lucky that living in the county is
not about that.
You know, the people in the records are here.
Yeah, but this town has changed. Everything has changed. And same, Hammond was my town when I grew up. But now the station is, you see, there was a railroad station there, post office building. Three stores were turned, country stores. They're gone.
Mm-hmm.
And we used to have so much rising everything. Now, it's moving out, and I guess we're going to stand west end of town. Looks
mm-hmm.
like something's coming to town. But it's so jammed up and so piled up. We have a nice department store here, down Gibson's Corner, you know.
You could get like Gibson's Corner.
Yeah, that's right down here on that. Where the crossroads, where Bellary Avenue, Route 40.
Mm-hmm.
And the old store, Hanway's, where we used to get our shoes. And I was a child on top of that.
Mm-hmm.
Then Howdy Grace, we went to Levy's.
Mm-hmm.
Levi's, we called it, and Howdy Grace, and that's been gone for years.
Then there was a big fire there, too.
Yeah, 1914, I got two fires. 1914, 1918, yeah, I got two fires. I remember 18 very well.
So that destroyed pretty much the
city. Oh, yeah, the downtown section. But they built up and built it better. But then we were right, right. They've taken so much away. The movies are gone. We have no movie in Aberdeen. The only thing that's downtown now is go to, we've got a nice dress shop. Only thing, we do have a teenager, but the dry cleaner. We do still have a dry cleaner. She's on the main street there. And I hope it'll be all right in the middle of town. They're out in the country now. Smith Motors is there. Moved out of the farm, and it's monstrosity we have in a little town there, just ruined Aberdeen.
Mm-hmm.
No train stop, well, I have a train stop, but it's not like, there's a train every hour, you could get in and out of Aberdeen, you could go north or south, there's a 7 o'clock, that's the school of the train, it drove from Bush River to Aberdeen, into high school, I forgot to tell you that. Had to get up and go to meet the 7 o'clock train at Bush River to get up here. The school started at 9 o'clock. We were up here in 20 minutes time.
Mm-hmm.
So you know what that meant. The kids got together and we had a great time. Drawing races around. They were full of life. They were bad, but they had plenty of life in them. So we had to go to school too early anyway. That was 2 hours. And home are good. We got out of school about 4:15, there was a 5:45 train.
Mm-hmm.
And I did that for a year and a half. That wasn't too long.
Mm-hmm.
A nice experience. I drove a horse in Bayouche School.
As a student?
I was the first grade. My mother took us to school. Then we drove ourselves when I got in third grade. My brother and I drove. Then I took the train, and then I walked. Then I drove my own car.
Mm-hmm.
I got out of college in 25, then I fell in and got my job. And first thing of all, I saved it. It's a car. And I've had one ever since.
Well, about
1927.
About your college, what was that like, your college years?
Oh, 25, 20, high school graduate, high school 25. Then I entered Carson State and went to 27. And then I was a full-fledged teacher. I was qualified for the rest of my life. However, as I told you, I stopped in 37 to have my baby. And I didn't go back to 47. And when I month off, I start working on a degree. I transferred my credits to University of Maryland and graduated from Maryland when I was a friend in 1962. I was a grandmother when I finished college. And summer courses. 1962, I got my diploma, full-fledged degree. When I first started, I didn't have a degree. That same month, I was in peace. And however, if I got my degree, then I got better. And I ended up very well. I traveled in peace most every year from 1973. I forgot to tell you, but I'm a college graduate at University of Maryland. And here's our poem that went fast. Here's my class from the, this is our 55th anniversary class. Not all of them. The whole from Prince William is dead.
But you didn't call that a Dayton in my day.
Mm.
That was a fancy carriage.
Yeah.
This was a Dayton.
Mm.
And without that, a Dayton had a top. We had a top on our Dayton. It was like a delivery truck with a round, it held four people.
How did she spell it?
B-A-Y, just in the dictionary, B-A-Y-T-O-N. Mabel took that in, I think. Mabel Anders, you know Mabel?
So
in a lot of amusement parks, and that was quite the thing in my day. Mm-hmm. They get on these up and down every time. Roller coasters there. You know they're roller coasters. Have you? What do you have now?
We have more staff down in Pennsylvania.
In New Jersey, I took a Hershey Park has roller coasters. Yeah. But we had an Obama. It was a Bayshore Park, and it was Deerhill. No, Deerhill, I got a roller coaster. Deerhill was an animal park. Collins. Collins was a big park. Mm-hmm. I had Obama at the Collins one day night. And even when the young folks, the automobiles came in, they were getting cars, and a few good movies now. We'd go to Collins Park, and that was 30 miles from us.
Did you go to a dance floor there?
Dance floor, some out there. And had those crazy pole sitters. You get up in the pole and sit for so many days.
Yeah.
And at the time, marathons.
Yeah.
Marathons are really. I remember all that.
Mm-hmm.
I remember the weird shoes there.
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing. Oh yeah, crazy things you sit up there for days and they got some kind of a prize.
Mm.
And they took them food up or they come to that fly down for a while and then they had their sarcophones too.
Mm.
Do you remember those?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And one thing here that I miss in Hartford County is our county fair.
Yeah.
Did you live in Harvard County when I had
the rivers in here?
Oh,
it
lasted all week, wasn't it? A week of it.
Yeah, so it's where the Harvard Fair
was. Where the mall is now. It's a Harvard Fair and a races. And it lasted. We got 2 days off from school. That was easy. Two and a half of fair season. That was wonderful. We always looked forward to the fair because we got 2 days off.
Mm-hmm.
Even the teachers are probably too. Kids, that's just the kids.
Of course,
all the agriculture is great. Oh, yes, I know that's what they're like. And there's a lot of the boys' clubs then, and the kids took the interest in. There are a lot of things for children to do, you know. They don't have to walk the streets. They had movies, I didn't get the business. You see, I live too far down in the country, but the Aberdeen had a movie, but now we don't even have a movie. And the movies that they have, we don't understand, I guess. I don't go anywhere. Something special out there.
Yeah. So, what's one of you, if you picked up a